All right, one moment.
Thank you for calling Sunfire. To begin authentication, please enter the best 10-digit callback number for you.
I got that. I'll take care of that for you.
Our mission is clear. Sunfire is dedicated to transforming the way seniors purchase health insurance by fostering transparency, building trust, and driving innovation. Thank you for calling Sunfire. Calls may be recorded for quality and training purposes. Your advocate will be with you shortly to assist you.
Hello, thank you for calling Sunfire CSC. My name is
Elmira. This is Shauna with Providence, and I have Ms. Larika Mason on the line.
All right, thank you. And may I please have the
That's
have
N like Nancy, K like Kite, J like Jack, Q like Queen, the number 7, the number 0, Q like Queen, L like Larry, R like Roger, the number 2.
All right. All right. Did not pull it up. Let me make sure it was correct.
Mm-hmm.
I got N like Nikes, K like King, J like Jack, Q like Queen, 7-0, Q like Queen, L like Larry,
no,
R like Robert, S like Sam. Okay. All right, so thank you for your help. I've located the customer. You can transfer them over whenever you're ready.
Yes, you will take care of me, okay?
All right, so good afternoon. Can you please confirm your full name and date of birth for verification? 2 digits for the month, 2 digits for the date.
Larika
Bonnet
Mason, December 23rd, 1980.
All right, thank you. And if we get disconnected, I'm going to be able to call you right back. What's the best phone number to reach?
413-2333.
All right, thank you. Give me just a second to pull you up. All right. So thank you for your help, Ms. Shanna.
Mm-hmm.
Great. And Roman. And I can see that. Oh, boy. Amitriptyline, HCL tab, 25 milligrams.
That actually is covered.
Was that discussed?
So that should be an issue with Sunfire, because Sunfire showed it was covered. There was only one medicine that was an issue, and Medicaid will cover the cost of the Traceba, but the other one was actually covered.
All right, so the Toshiba is a problem,
it's
but
covered, yeah.
The amitriptyline is covered. All right, let me go ahead and make a note of, oh my gracious. Make a note of that. Oh, man. All right, so is this going to be covered by a formulary exception? All right, okay. So thank you for your help, Ms. Gray. I can help Ms. Larika Mason from here. All right, so thank you for your patience, Ms. Larika Mason. My name is Elmira Rogers with Sunfire, and I'll be your advocate. I recognize you've been on the phone for a while, so we'll move as quickly as we can. As your advocate, my goal is to ensure you clearly understand the plan you're about to enroll in, review your coverage for your doctors and medications that you take, and make sure you are set up for success with your new plan. To start, I'm going to verify your understanding of some details of the plan you've selected and confirm your intention to enroll. Are you ready to begin?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I see you have David Seaton as your primary care physician. Is that correct? All right. And I also see that you have Jason Enfield, Hussein Ahmed, St. Francis Physician Network, LLC, David Monister, Laura Porch, St. Francis Hospital, Bartlett, Inc., Howard Kavasi, and I think that's it, as your specialist doctors. Is that correct? All right. And are there any other doctors we have not mentioned that you would like included in your enrollment? All right. And I see you have listed 21 medications. Could you confirm that this is correct?
I have about 28.
They're actually... It's actually multiples, so it shouldn't be 28 because we went through the list.
Okay,
yeah, because when it came up on the screen and Sunfire showed 28, but we went through it one by one, and it listed the it showed more than one.
Oh.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Got you. That makes sense because I've done seen it over here before a lot of times. And I'm asking the Benny, like, are you taking this and this and this? And they're like,
yeah.
Well, that's
we went
not
over
right.
It. It's just that one of them was listed like six times. And I said, that makes no sense.
Sheesh. At all. Okay. Now, what I was going to say, something about this here. All right. So with the, I see that the, what is it called again? The Trezibi is not covered by this plan.
Tresiba.
Tresiba is not covered by this plan, but we already went over it needing a formulary exception. So that's taken care of. And are there any medications including over-the-counter that we have not removed?
No.
All right. And can you also confirm you fill your prescriptions at the following pharmacy?
Yes,
Pharmacy. All right. And you have some additional plan features, including dental. Did your agent go over these with you? All right, great. Thank you for taking the time to confirm those details with me. Just to verify, you have chosen a UHC Dual Complete TN Y2 HMO-POS DSMP with a monthly premium of $0.00 and a proposed effective date of 2/1/2026. Is it your intention to enroll in this plan? All right, give me a second while I submit your plan. Oh, I'm still cold. I do not feel that heater at all. All right. So there is also a voluntary health risk assessment available for you to complete that will only take a few more minutes. This is an opportunity to let UnitedHealthcare know about your health and access to food and housing to give them an idea of the different benefits that may be able to assist you as you move forward with this plan and has no impact on your health insurance coverage, benefits, or premiums. If at any given time you feel uncomfortable answering any questions, feel free to stop me. Let's get started, Ms. Mason. Give me one second. Let me answer that one question over the phone. All right. So, Ms. Mason, have you served in the U.S. Armed Forces? All right. And can you please provide your home phone number? I have 731-413-2333. Is that a cell phone, home, or work number? All right. And are you getting medical treatment for any of the following health conditions? Choose all that apply. Are you getting medical treatment for asthma, COPD?
No.
Cancer.
I have lupus. No.
All right, so you have cancer.
I mean, I guess it's lupus.
Okay.
It's cancer, not this.
Oh,
yes.
Lupus is cancer?
That's what they said. I saw it on TV last night.
Okay, that explains.
Yes.
That explains a lot. My ex-mother-in-law had lupus, and we was in church one day, and some lady had said something about cancer, and she just started snapping out, like, I don't have no cancer, I got lupus. Blah, 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 blah. So, all right, diabetes, sugar diabetes, or too much
diabetes.
Sugar in your blood?
Yes.
Okay. End-stage renal disease, kidney failure.
Oh, no. Mm-mm.
Heart attack or heart problem?
I have had heart attacks.
Are you being treated for a heart attack or
yes,
heart problem?
Heart failure. Broke. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, all right, hold on. So the next one was heart failure or enlarged
yes.
heart, so that one is a yes.
Yes, ma'am.
High blood pressure. Mental health condition, anxiety, depression, schizophrenia,
no.
bipolar disorder.
No.
Obesity.
Yes, ma'am.
Stroke. Any other medical condition that we
no.
have not named? All right. And in the past 2 months, did you or others you live with eat smaller meals or skip meals because you didn't have
no.
money or food?
Mm-mm.
Money for food, I meant to say. And has lack of transportation kept you from medical appointments, meetings, work, or from getting things
no.
needed for daily living? What is your living situation today? I have a steady place to live. I have a place to live today, but I'm worried about losing it in the future. I do not
I
have
a steady
place
to
live. All right. In the past year, have you been unable to get any of the following when you really needed it? Have you been unable to get clothing?
Yes, ma'am. I can get clothes.
Were you unable to get employment?
No, I get disability.
Internet.
Yes, ma'am, I can get internet.
Medicine or health care?
I can get both of them.
A phone.
I can get a phone.
Okay. Social or community engagement, examples, visiting or talking on the phone with friends and family, going to church or club meetings.
You said what now?
Social or community engagement, examples would be visiting or talking on the phone with friends and family, going to church or club meetings.
I can do all that.
Were you unable to get utilities?
No, I've been able to get that.
All right. Are you confident using a computer, tablet, or phone for healthcare visits or finding information?
I'm comfortable using a tablet. Any of it.
Okay. How many different medications do you take each day, including prescriptions and over-the-counter medications? 0, 1 to 7, 8 or more.
8 or more.
Okay. Next is hospital stays. In the last year, how many times have you stayed overnight as a patient in the hospital? None, 1 time, 2 to 3 times, 4 or more times.
None.
Okay, and the next is help at home. Do you need help with any of the following daily activities? Check all that apply. Do you need help bathing?
My daughter helps me with the bathing.
Do you need help eating?
No.
Getting
yes,
dressed?
Ma'am. She helps me out with it too.
Grooming?
Yes, ma'am. She helps me with it too.
Managing finances?
Sometimes I need help in it because I can't understand. I just had brain surgery. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mobility,
yes,
moving
ma'am.
Around. Setting up and taking medication.
Yes, ma'am.
Transfers, moving
yes,
from
ma'am.
Bed to chair. Using the restroom.
You said what now?
Using the restroom.
I have a toilet in my room, yes, ma'am.
All right. So based on your responses to the previous questions, do you have the help you need with daily activities? I get all the help I need. I need more help.
I get all the help I need.
All right. And who helps with your daily activities?
Yes, ma'am.
You said your daughter, right? All right. Anyone else?
Not his father. He helps me.
All right. And do you provide care to someone else who needs help?
I will, but I'm not now. No.
Not at this time. All right. In the past year, have you fallen, felt unsteady, or worried
yes,
about
ma'am.
Falling? And how would you describe your physical pain over the last year? No pain, 0. Mild pain, 1 to 3. Moderate pain, 4 to 6. Severe pain, 7 to 10.
Yes, ma'am. Severe
Hello?
Pain. Yes.
Severe pain. All right. Memory and mood. Over the last year, memory and mood. Over the last year, have you had daily problems with your thinking
yes,
or memory?
Ma'am. I had a real bad problem with my memory.
Over the...
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry to hear that. Gracious. And over the last 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by little interest or pleasure in doing things? Not at all. Several days, more than half the days,
several days.
Every day. Okay. And over the last 2 weeks, how often have you been feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all. Several days, more than half the days, nearly every day.
Not at all.
All right. Do you have personal, spiritual, or cultural preferences that may affect your healthcare choices? Examples would be diet preferences, gender of your healthcare provider, or
no,
medical
ma'am.
Treatment. Has alcohol or drug use made it difficult for you to work, keep relationships,
no,
or meet goals?
I don't do drugs or use alcohol.
All right, great. All right, so thank you for your time and patience. The HR is now complete. Now we move over to pharmacy, and we should be done soon after that. All right, so great news, Ms. Mason. When your coverage begins, you are eligible to use Optimum Home Delivery, which is affiliated with UnitedHealthcare. Optimum Home Delivery may save you time and money on your maintenance medications by shipping your prescriptions to your home. Additional features of Optimum Home Delivery include 3 months supply on eligible medications, 3 standard shipping with order tracking, 24/7 pharmacist support, online prescription management. You may fill your maintenance medications through Optimum Home Delivery or any other network pharmacy. Ms. Mason, based on all the information we discussed, would you like to pre-register to fill your prescriptions through Optimum Home Delivery once your plan
no,
is active?
No, ma'am. I have my, I do get my packing and stuff through Landry's Pharmacy. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. No worries. All right. And would you like to have Optimum Home Delivery call you back at a later
yes,
time
ma'am.
That is convenient for you? But since you
yes,
get everything
ma'am.
From Landry's, I
yes,
would think
ma'am.
That would be a no, right? All right. All right. So no problem. I understand. If you change your mind, you can always call Optimum Home Delivery directly or visit OptimumRx.com to sign up, okay? All right, moving right along. So thank you for your patience today. We have now completed everything. Congratulations on your new UnitedHealthcare plan that starts 2/1/2026. You'll be receiving some information in the mail from UnitedHealthcare soon. Thanks again for your time today and have a great rest of your day, okay?
Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Bye-bye.